Hello and welcome to the DL Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Robert Digital.
I'm Mender's Logic.
I'm Flopsy, and this is the podcast by PC Gamers for PC Gamers.
Wherever you want to start, let's start with Twitch.
Okay.
So, we've all got Twitch accounts now. Exciting stuff. Have you guys been using yours?
I have not yet started using mine, but I have done it before in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Done a little Hearthstone.
Watching or streaming?
Streaming.
Okay.
Oh, really?
I think I had like five.
From where? On your computer?
Yeah, on my computer.
Oh, OBS?
Yeah.
That's why you knew? Oh, okay.
That's why I knew.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, I started doing it, and I got up to like five or whatever. And then I stopped doing it, and then I had one for like a really long time. I was like, there's one person. I might as well just talk to that one person. Maybe I'll make a fan, right? So I played for maybe 2 hours. I went through like two arenas or whatever. And then I was like, well, I'm going to log off. And he stayed there the whole time. And then I realized, oh, that was me on my own stream watching myself. So it was a pretty masturbatory affair, I suppose.
And talking to yourself. Yeah. Wow. I've got a good story about Twitch, though. So I started streaming a lot. Like, I'm streaming constantly. Almost any game that I play, I'm streaming it. And it's linked on my Steam account, which, I mean, that alone is cool to me. Just the fact that somebody on Steam can see, like, hey, Digi's playing this game. I think I'll check it out, see what he's doing.
Yeah.
And just see the game that I'm playing and what I'm doing. I mean, that's just so incredible to me.
And it's pretty cool that you could get a free-to-play game on Steam, which is free, on Twitch, which is free, on OBS, which is free. And there's no sneaking around or torrenting anywhere there.
Do it all for free. Of course, you need a fast internet connection with high upload. But
yeah.
But yeah, I just think that's awesome. I'm not really trying to rack up the subscriptions or anything like that. But I do have 8. Which is pretty good, you know? Like, I got a few people that are following me heavily. And, like, they talk to me in chat, too, which is really fun. Like, the social aspect is a lot of fun. But I don't think I'm really going to blow this wide open because Twitch is, like, dominated by, like, these chicks playing games with the webcams. It's ridiculous here. Now, I've got a Twitch channel up here on my laptop I want you guys to look at. This chick has so many views, and I think you'll see why if you look at it.
Yeah.
I think I know. Does she play League of Legends?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I. Yeah. So I have a coworker,
and she's not super hot. She's geeky hot.
Yeah,
is the thing.
She's got a very large rack.
And for those assets are in full display.
Yeah, for those listening, check out Casey Tron on Twitch, and you'll see what I'm talking about. I mean, these are the people that are getting a ton of subscriptions, a ton of views, and are making money off of this too. But you know, good for them. I'm not hating or anything. I'm just saying, like, for just a guy, like, coming into Twitch, just, you know, showing off some games. I mean, it's not really, like, you aren't really going to make a big mark.
Yeah. I think there's basically three people that get viewers. It's
pros,
girls with big assets.
Cute girls.
Cute girls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the funny guys, the guys that do ridiculous things to get viewers. And
those shouting guys, though, man, I can't take them. I can't tolerate them. But people seem to like it. Like the guy that you were telling me on YouTube, the QQ or
PewDiePie?
PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
All he does is shout in like this weird accent and seems to get views.
He's super popular. Yeah, I like some of his stuff. But there's a bunch of like YouTube personalities on there. But I was...
I think pretty much anybody... We see the end result of years, months and years of building up their fan base, though. Like, I'm sure.
That's true too,
I'm sure that girl that you just talked about, she didn't come on and immediately get 1,000 viewers. I mean, unless she was taking her clothes all the way off. But I think if you do it well, people start watching. And if you do it well and you're consistent, Drybear went through a video with how to get YouTube. Watchers and all, and I thought it was good where he talked about be consistent, show up, do it every time so people can expect it, and be good at what you're doing, you know?
Maybe I should just go for a niche. I'll do Spanish Twitch.
No,
maybe
there's
some other ones. Bienvenidos a Dark Souls 2. Vamos a jugar hoy y vamos a ganar lots of points.
Dark Souls in Espanol.
Judging by all the Brazilian... players, though, they probably there's probably a lot of Spanish speaking.
Just speak Portuguese, dude.
Oh, you're right.
Jesus My Christ. Bad. I want to say that I tell you that every 2 weeks.
I should know that. Yeah. My bad.
But we're watching the UFC. He goes, what are you saying? I'm like, dude, I don't know, man.
All right. This is the week I'm racist, apparently. Okay.
Oh, wow. But I was streaming, and I hooked up my webcam, and I flipped that on. Because people like to see that. They like to see the actual person playing.
Yeah.
You know, whatever, dude. I'll show off my fucking grizzly.
So, you did a deep V to show off
what you're working with? Oh, yeah. I rock the V-neck. Chest hairs.
We don't need to explain what Twitch is, right? Everybody knows.
Yeah, everyone knows what Twitch is.
If you're listening to this, you know what Twitch is.
But one of the guys I've been talking to a lot, a younger kid we used to play Smite with a lot back in the day, he's been hitting me up a lot, and he's been watching the stream. And, like, as soon as I put the webcam up, he's like, oh, my God. Who is that? Is that your dad? It's like, Jesus, dude. Are you serious?
That's funny.
So if,
you don't look like an old guy, either.
No, no. I actually look kind of young for my age.
This is coming from an old guy.
Yeah.
But so my the title of my broadcast is now, and probably will be for a while, Who's That Old Guy? And because you can title your broadcast, and then you label what game you're playing. So, I never know what to title my broadcast, so that works for now.
You're supposed to title it kind of what's going on your, you know.
I guess, dude. Me playing games. I mean, that's, I don't know.
I mean,
I've seen like Hearthstone ones that says only draft and neutrals, or, you know, like.
Yeah.
It kind of explains what you're about for this streaming episode or whatever.
So, yeah, like, it's almost to the point why wouldn't you stream while you're playing? Except for, like, I'm pretty sure that my skill level goes down because I'm also thinking about the stream. Yeah. So, there's that.
I've definitely noticed that. When you're playing, and I've gotten used to it, I got a little bit better at it. But, especially now that I have it all set up, I've got the chat going that I'm monitoring, the game. I've got iTunes going with some music playing in the background. I got, like, this whole control panel happening, and I'm trying to monitor all of it. And it's a lot to process at one time. And usually you get distracted from the game and your reaction time is slower and it's just a lot more.
And that's why people are watching in the first place, to see somebody play well, right? Or terribly, I guess.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of the people that have hopped on and subscribed to me, you know, they just kind of talk about whatever. It's actually just...
it's like a chat room with something going on
everybody's like a watching. Chat room. I like it, though, because it's not like if there were 1,000 subscribers, a ton of people in chat, then it would just be like a blur and just not...
And that's why you need a moderator, right?
Yeah, but it just wouldn't be very personal. Like, and right now, as it is, with just like a couple people in the chat room, it's very personal.
It's like a bar where everybody knows your name.
I guess.
I really think, like, when I first got into the streaming stuff, I was playing Heroes of New Earth, and my buddy that got me into it had told me about some Twitch streams. There was a Twitch stream called Hancast. This is, I'm not sure if it's still going on because I don't play Han anymore. But it was just, it knocked me on the floor, like how much entertainment value was going on for no money. Yeah. No money. It was like, I used to sit in my office and watch Hancast all night because I didn't want to go home and turn on the TV. That was more enjoyable for me.
I was kind of wondering why Google or Facebook or somebody big hasn't bought out Twitch yet. I have a feeling it's growing.
Ustream is also another one that other people use.
And that's not just gaming.
If Twitch ended up getting bought out by one of those companies,
we could try to pool our money and see if we can get something going, like 1% into Twitch or something, maybe.
Oh,
like that.
Yeah.
Buy a share.
Yeah, one share.
I wonder if they're even public. Anyway.
Well, yeah, on Saturday, though, I think we all agreed that we're going to be playing and streaming.
Bobby's
going to be streaming. We're going to be little sidekicks.
Yeah, so I should probably mention my Twitch name is Robert Digital Games, all one word. You can find it on my Steam profile as well. So, yeah, check us out on Saturday, probably. We're on Pacific time here, so probably like noon to 5 or something. Yeah. We haven't decided on the game yet. But, you know, if people want to pick the game, I'm cool with that too.
Yeah. Or we might jump around from a bunch of different games and then see which one's the best for streaming. And then
I'm hoping to play with some listeners. Like, yeah.
Feel free to jump in too as well.
When we played Epidemic with Lion, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was.
And I want to do that again. So, and it doesn't really matter what game we play as long as, you know, we can get on Skype or whatever, talk to some people, have some good times.
Yeah, definitely. Now, there's a lot of games that you can, well, I mean, you can stream any game, but there's a lot of games that are more popular on Twitch, I've noticed. For instance, like Dark Souls 2, which we talked a lot about on our last episode, that one's really popular. Of course, League of Legends is number one, like everybody's streaming that game. Also, number two, when I checked a few days ago, it might have changed now, but number two was Hearthstone. That game is really big on Twitch right now.
Wow, you said it was number seven last time we talked.
It was number seven, and then that night after I said that, like it went up to number two. But that's
yours truly right here.
Yeah.
You're one listener.
That was the night that I started streaming, yeah.
Well, that's such an easy game to stream, too. You know, it's not really difficult with graphics.
Yeah.
So it's super easy. There's a lot of open space for you to put like your webcam or your chat or like whatever music you're playing. It's a great game to watch. Like it's a really interesting game to watch.
I only fielded one question from when I did have five people. He asked me when the last time I cried was.
And what you said?
I saw a documentary called A Band Called Death and I cried like a little girl.
Wow. Yeah. See, I would have said 1993. Anyone want to guess why?
You lost your virginity?
No, I'm not that old, dude. Jeez. Christ.
Wait, 93? That's 93. Right in there.
Yeah, I'm totally making this up, too, but this is what I would have said. 1993, Lion King.
Okay. I cried at the Lion King.
Not a dry eye in the house.
No, I didn't. But
I teared up a little recently. I was driving to work.
Probably cry too.
Probably you guys have no idea what's going on with this, but Kevin Durant gave his MVP.
I heard it was really good. I saw some stuff.
Oh man, they were playing some clips. It was
wow. Maybe I should listen to it.
Hard to keep
together.
I didn't
even know what sport.
Basketball.
But apparently it transcends.
Yeah. He basically thanked everybody, but at the end, he thanks his mom and talks to her directly and talks about the shitty life that he had growing up.
It was really good.
And what she had to do to survive and to make and to put food on the table. And he's crying and everybody, like, it was just, it was emotional.
Nice. I'll look it up. The other thing that made Chad cry, I watched Chad cry, what kind of, was I put a TED Talk on for him. And then he was watching it.
Fuck.
And then I left. I come in. I watched him watch it. But he had his back turned. And then I left the room. And then he came out. And I was like, hey, man, that was pretty heavy, huh? And he goes, why do you think I didn't turn around when you walked in? It's like I was tearing up a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. It's called...
Have you guys ever cried in a video game? Let's bring it back.
No, not even close.
Has there ever been an emotional aspect to the gaming that got you...
That's why we need photorealistic graphics.
I don't know, because I could say the same for a lot of movies, too. Like, they don't evoke much emotion from me, either.
Other than Lion King?
Lion King. Well, you know, I was 10 when that movie came out,
Jesus.
So...
I took my nieces and nephews to go see that.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how much older I am.
I think... So, I played The Last of Us, which is a PS3 game, PS4... PS3, one of those.
Yeah.
I can't even remember anymore. And I teared up a little bit in like one of the scenes that I won't spoil for anybody.
Really?
But
wow. Was that the first time in video gamedom?
I don't know. Like, I really enjoy games that evoke emotions from me. So, like, I try to go out of my way to try to find them. I really want to reward people that tell good stories
in
video games. And so I'll try to play any game that has that. So
for me, a lot of the emotional appeal in video games falls flat, at least when it comes to tugging at the heartstrings. I felt really inspired during certain parts in video games, like several parts in Mass Effect or that trilogy. Like, there are some parts in there where I was like, oh man, that was good.
And you're so invested by the part three. You've spent so many hours with these characters.
Exactly.
If anything was going to invoke emotion, I would imagine it would be. I still need to play three.
I think maybe one of the problems with video games, as far as that's concerned, is that video games don't exist in the real realm. For the most part, they're in some sort of fantastical realm, whether it be fantasy or science fiction.
So it's a little hard to swallow.
It steps you away from like
reality,
because games are supposed to be immersive. Like, you're supposed to feel like the character. It should be easier to get emotion out of the player.
The problem is real life isn't fun.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
It is emotional.
Apparently, but Second Life got popular for a while.
For a while, yeah. And
you
GTA
know, I was looking some stuff up last week about Second Life, since you bring that up. Did you know there's currently like 60,000 people playing that game?
Still.
Which is a lot lower than I thought.
Well, now it's so old and dated, you know?
Yeah. Well, I was looking up a lot of those types of games. I was looking up EVE Online, and I may be way off here, but I swear the number I ended up on was around 500,000, 600,000.
Have you seen their developer conference that they just had? Have you seen anything from this?
No.
I mean, you see it, and it's very perfect. It looks like an E3 going on. It's huge. It's in Iceland. And from all the people that they interviewed, they were talking about like the best story that they had, and a lot of the best stories all came back down to that giant battle that we talked about on the podcast. Mm-hmm. But a whole bunch of different things about like people who started a new account and like tried subterfuge, but it was like a 4-year process to get way deep into this other.
Those ETH players
they
are
go
ridiculous.
Hardcore, man.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are Icelandic. But anyway, they throw this giant thing every year. There's in the biggest town in Iceland, there's a monument to this game. It's like a huge monument.
Was it created in Iceland? Is it an Iceland?
Yes,
developer?
CCP is an Icelandic.
CCCP or whatever?
I think it's just CCP. But they had like an MMA thing there. It was big. It seemed like a huge event. More power to them, you know?
I think it's kind of crazy that they haven't done an EVE 2 yet. Or have they?
So, the last thing that I read was the editor that was there, or the reporter had, like, every time, he was at the one last year, and every time he asked somebody about, like, hey, what about updating the infrastructure, or the source, the engine, it was just like, why would we? Like, we could just... Nobody wanted to talk about that, basically.
Gotcha.
Okay. I think everybody's happy with the way it's working.
Yeah, well...
Have you guys actually played the game?
I've never played EVE Online, no.
It scares the hell out of me.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like, it has no... Like, it's so different than any other game that I've tried playing.
I feel like you would have to play a month before you got anything out of it.
Yeah. And I feel like...
Yeah, I'm not ready for that kind of investment.
Real death? I mean, like, isn't it if you die, you basically start over because your ship is you,
know.
And so when your ship blows up, you basically have to start over, is what I've been told.
Yeah, but these guys were talking about, like, wormhole raids, and, like, one of the guys was telling one of his best stories, and, like, a random wormhole just appeared when he was about to get blown up. He was just, like, completely random and flew into it and was saved. So there's like, I'm sure there's a lot of good stuff about it, but yeah, it's one of these games. It's like, if I didn't get into it at the beginning, I'm probably not going to get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just such a learning curve.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about some games. What have you guys been playing this week?
South Park, Stick of Truth. And I want to thank Bobby that he's not.
You doing the Steam share?
Yeah, I'm doing it completely. Okay, yeah. I haven't paid a nickel.
I'm
paying right now.
Way to screw the developer on that.
Yeah. Speaking of Jew, which you said first, it's one of the playable classes.
Really?
Yeah. It's sorcerer, warrior, like thief, Jew. It's awesome. And I really wanted to pick him, but I ended up going sorcerer. I can only reiterate a lot of what Bobby said. It's a really great game. If you're even a casual fan, you got to pick it up. If you're just a RPG fan, pick it up. You're not going to get all of the jokes. I'm getting about, you know, I'm a casual fan. I'm getting maybe 75% of the jokes. So, but they're still good jokes, just on a base level. Mm-hmm. Maybe a couple of things that Bobby didn't speak on is that it's a turn-based, old-school RPG. Our two guys over here, their four guys on that side. Everybody takes their turn, do your little special moves, heal potions, stuff like that. But they put action things into it. So you have to block in real time, and you need to like throw combos. You have to actually click. It's almost like a combination between old school turn base and like a quick time event. But the enemies all throw different timed combos, so you have to kind of learn them. And it's fun. It's a little more immersive than like a standard just
who's like the enemy, because you play Final Fantasy and you got like slimes and skeletons and stuff.
They're all playing the entire town of kids are playing and they're LARPing, basically. Okay. So it's just other little kids. It's the elf faction of the little kids. Mm-hmm. But you also, like, have to fight adults sometimes. Yeah, yeah. Like, bums.
Well, the enemy changes. Like, you got to the spaceship where you fought aliens. Yeah. And then later in the game, you'll fight Nazi zombies. And new enemies just keep popping up left and right. Okay. And this game gets so raw. Like, I cannot...
Last
I don't think
night,
I've ever seen...
I was trying to play Simon Says so that Stan's father would not get raped so hard in the ass. That's
yeah,
exactly what I was doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you perform an abortion on a guy.
So it's like standard South Park.
Yeah, it's South Park. You have to fight off elves on a bed that your parents are having sex on.
And spoilers, you don't... he's going to get raped. There's no... It starts off like, beep, boop. And then you go, beep, boop. And the next one's like, beep, boop, beep. And you're like, okay, that's easy. And then it goes, beep, boop, 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 boop. Like, there's no way to do it. Yeah. He's going to get raped no matter what. Spoilers.
Damn it. You just ruined my experience.
One of my favorite jokes, that game has so many jokes, and it makes fun of like gaming tropes in general a lot.
That, I would say more than anything else. Yeah. That's why any gamer can enjoy it.
Yeah. And one of my favorite jokes on that was the voice... The voice recordings that you find on the spaceship.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was just too good.
Yeah, and making fun of, like, all these games that use voice recorders as a...
gotcha.
Yeah.
I love your dad making fun of the fact that you don't talk. He's like, how's it going, son? And you don't say anything. He goes, nothing to say. What a surprise.
Oh, because you play as a...
And silent protagonist.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and they do the silent protagonist, and they lampshade it, which is when you call attention to that and kind of joke about it, which Half-Life did like 12 years ago, but, yeah. You know, South Park really drives it home.
Yeah.
Have they, in the TV show, have they made references to the...
Oh, to the game?
Yeah, they did.
They did?
Yeah, there was a three-parter on the TV show where they're parodying Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And it was all about when the... PS4 and the Xbox One were coming out, and kids were taking sides, and they're having this huge battle. And at the end, you know how South Park gets preachy at the end, but at the end, they're just like, you know, we shouldn't like fight over this, and you know, blah blah blah, shameless video game promotions, you know, that's bullshit. And then at the end, it just pops up with a big ad like, "Buy South Park, stick of truth."
Yeah. It was really that's funny. Awesome. That's yeah. really good.
That's good.
Yeah, it was good stuff.
What have you guys been playing?
I've been playing a lot of stuff, quite a bit.
Yeah, are you still going through trying to complete games like you were talking about last
week? Now he's on a stream fest, right?
Yeah, now that I'm streaming. Although, like, I gotta be honest, like, I'm not streaming games that I think are popular or are gonna get me subs. I'm, like, really not doing a very good job of getting subscribers. Like, you know, people come in, they don't like the music. I'm like, fuck you, get out of here, dude. What do you want, Katy Perry or some shit? No.
What's wrong with Katy Perry? Or is that just me? Okay. That's just me. Okay.
All right. Don't get me started here.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So, I don't know. I guess I could be a little bit better about that. A little more inviting. But I'm also, like, streaming games. Like, I don't think anybody's going to watch. Like, Age of Mythology Extended Edition came out.
What is this? Because you brought this up, but I have no idea what this game is. So tell me about it.
Yeah. I think I brought it up, like, maybe a month ago because I pre-purchased it back in April. And Age of Mythology, you guys have heard of Age of Empires, mm-hmm. those real-time strategy games from like early 2000s, maybe late 90s. Well, Age of Mythology came out 2002 originally, and I really enjoyed it. Like, I really liked those games back in the day, and this one was a little more sped up than Age of Empires. Age of Empires, you could play a multiplayer game that would last 4 hours. Mm-hmm. You know, you just had to build your whole civilization, and then you had to wage war against other people, and it was a very long process. And Age of Empires kind of sped that up. They kind of had hero characters, kind of like Warcraft, Frozen Throne, Reign of Chaos.
Mythology.
Age of Mythology, yeah. Yeah, and the graphics were a little bit better, but...
So, there's a reboot.
And yeah, the extended...
How much of this is nostalgia that you're playing?
I mean, it's like playing a new game, practically,
really?
For me, because it's been so long since I played it,
right.
And I never beat it. It's... I can't recommend it to a lot of people, but yeah, for me, it's very nostalgic. It is one of the top sellers on Steam right now since it came out, and it's probably the 25th most played game as we speak on Steam. So
wow.
It's doing...
It's like you telling somebody to go back and play Deus Ex. It's like, it just doesn't hold up, right? Like, I mean, the controls
and
all that.
The graphics are the
yeah.
biggest problem with that. And I don't think... I think first-person shooters are not as well sustained.
Yeah, for sure, because they probably evolve faster than any other genre, just because.
Yeah,
you know, it's probably the best-selling genre.
But yeah, real-time strategies, I think, can hold up a little bit more. But I'm having fun with this game. I'm having a surprising amount of fun, and yeah, I've been streaming it, but I don't know.
So you've been having a lot of fun, but you can't recommend it.
I wouldn't recommend it to new gamers. Like, if this is something, if this is a genre that you enjoy.
How much was it, by the way?
It's pretty expensive. I mean, when I got it on sale, it was like $24, but now it's like $30.
Hey, Microsoft needed the money, though, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the developer, right?
Yeah, that was a Microsoft game.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm having a good time with it. I'm going to continue to play that. I've already got, like, this came out May 9th or May 8th. I've already got 4 hours on it, so.
Did you get any people viewing you while you're streaming this game?
Yeah, I actually did. Yeah. Cool. So, yeah, that's cool. But the other game I was playing, Infinite Crisis. Have you guys heard about this?
I played very briefly. They had like a free weekend or something like that, so I played very briefly, but.
Go on.
Yeah. Tell us about it.
Okay. Infinite Crisis. First of all, I was not a fan of the name. I was like, that sounds kind of dumb. But someone said I should check it out, and I did. It's a MOBA with DC characters.
Okay.
And it is just...
Free to play?
Yeah, it's free to play. I think it's still in beta. It's nothing new.
Yeah.
It is...
They've got some different map types, right?
Yeah. Well, that's the only thing that's different here. The only thing... I mean, I'm not very well experienced with Dota or League of Legends, but the only thing that I could really tell that was different about this game is that the map is like a circular donut, and the jungle is in the middle. And you have two capture points on the bottom of that circle and three on the top. And you start at either side, and there's, in the center of this map, there's an orbital cannon that every, I don't know, 5 minutes or so, you can go and capture. And once you capture that, then it drops bombs on all... on the lanes and clears the lanes of all your enemies and can do damage to enemy heroes as well. So it's kind of a different kind of map, but very little difference between this and League of Legends.
And this is the game where there, instead of you being, you having to play all these obscure DC characters, it's the main guys, but there's different versions of them, right? There's like,
well, this, I think this is Batmans. Based on, you know,
the multiverse
Crisis on Infinite,
right?
What is it called? What
Infinity Crisis?
Yeah, Infinity Crisis, where there's the Batman, and then there's Batman from a different dimension,
right.
Or a different reality.
So yeah, you're dealing cross dimension. Yeah. So you have five Batman, six Catwomen, whatever.
Yeah, there are different versions of each superhero,
right?
And they do different things.
That way, everybody feels special.
Yeah, but you got your standard classes. You got your tanks. You got your damage dealers.
You name a tank. Carries. I'm just curious. Somebody from the DC universe.
Oh,
Solomon Grundy.
Oh yeah, or Sandman, right?
Yeah,
or is that Marvel? That's Marvel.
No, that's Marvel.
Yeah.
Well, the guy I was playing as, what was his name? Started with a B.
Bane.
No,
Bane would be a tank.
No, let me see here. I actually was kind of liking this guy.
Chad and I have been playing a lot of Smite lately. That's sneaking back into our repertoire.
Yeah,
they have a new game mode, Bobby. I don't know if you've heard about this. It's Siege. Mm-hmm. And it sounds a lot like what you're talking about, where you capture... Well, I guess...
It's a
two-lane system. Nah. And there's a thing right in the middle where you can capture it, and you get these siege engines, the same ones that are in the arena mode. Have you seen those? Have you played recently enough to...
Oh, yeah.
The arena at night?
Yeah.
So you get one of those when you get a certain amount of points, and then that helps you push the lane so much. But there's only two lanes, and they're very close together. I really like this game mode. It's
very
really cool.
Action centric.
Yeah.
So it's picture the action of an arena, but the lane presence of kind of a conquest.
Right, but it doesn't feel as like, oh my god, I can't fuck up, as you do in Conquest.
Yeah.
Like, it seems a lot more casual. Maybe because there's not a set meta yet. So I have a lot of fun with that.
Yeah. Hmm.
So are there minions on these lanes that you have to kill?
Yeah, it's standard lanes. Yeah, standard lanes.
Double two towers and the Phoenix.
Oh, yeah, okay. But it's like, say one of those siege engines come out, like, that's hard for two guys to put out. So you have to take guys from the other lanes to come help you with that siege engine. And then what happens, so the other team can go to the other lane and just push that up, or they can defend the siege engine. Like, or a siege engine is something.
The middle guy, because the guy in the middle, the harpy in the middle, the silver harpy,
yeah.
If you kill him, it immediately spawns a siege engine.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, oh, and another thing, there's a teleport. So as long as you have a siege engine out, you can teleport directly to it. And so as soon as you get a siege engine, what you want to do is you can go back and then come out and teleport right to it.
Yeah.
And there's a new god too, Osiris, who's like kind of a zombie.
Who's overpowered right now, according to everybody that
I guess so.
That's been talking to me. But
so this new mode, does it seem like a lot of people are playing it, like it's really catching on?
It's currently listed as beta, which is kind of a cool thing that they haven't done yet.
Yeah, I like that too.
So it's beta, so it's not part of the standard list that you can click on, but you can select it, and a lot of people have been playing.
And it's pretty, but it's going to get prettier. I think there's something wrong with the colors, but it's like Mayan themed, and you have all Mayan minions and stuff. It's really cool.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I still miss Domination. Like the Domination mode.
Yeah, I never had a problem with Domination.
I liked it.
Apparently everybody else, though, other than us three, hated it.
Well, I don't understand why there's not more games coming out that are third-person over-the-shoulder MOBAs. Like, we just keep seeing these repeats of these top-downs.
Yeah, and this is kind of, speaking on Infinite Worlds, what was it called?
Infinite Crisis.
This is, to me, reminds me exactly of MMOs. Like, so, one MMO came out, you know, maybe like an EverQuest or whatever, and then WoW hit and blew the genre up. And then everybody else thought they could just make WoW and people would come.
Yeah.
But nobody wants to
change one thing, tweak one little thing.
Nobody wants to leave the game they're already playing to join your game. You gotta differentiate yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the same thing's going on with MOBAs. Like, you know, Dota came out and then League of Legends blew the genre up, and now everybody's just making a MOBA and they're trying to put their, like, okay, this is the DC version of the MOBA.
You know, it could be
not League of Legends. This is the Lord of the Rings. They're not differentiating, so nobody's gonna come and play your game. It
could be the timing too. Say like something as cultural shifting as WoW comes out. Everybody was so invested, and so many players. You could have even made a better game than WoW, and it wouldn't have had the appeal that WoW would have, because everyone was playing WoW. You can't break that egg.
But what constitutes a better game than WoW?
You know, it had its issues, just like everything else does. If another game comes out and fixes all those issues and has better everything else, and then it can't continue to get better because it doesn't have the support because people didn't come over because they're all addicted to WoW. You know what I'm saying? Timing has a lot to do with it as well.
I guess what I'm saying is, to the WoW player, there's no such thing as better. You got to make it different. Because you could make better graphics, but the WoW player doesn't want better graphics. They want WoW graphics. You could make better PvP, but they don't want better PvP. They want WoW PvP.
Right.
You got to, until you change the game, until you change it enough that it's not WoW, it's something else, you're not going to get a WoW player to play.
But even if it is different, they're so into WoW that they're not going to leave it for anything.
You've got to innovate.
Yeah.
Coming out with a clone is not going to work.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of times it's whatever you play first, too. So, you know, if someone picks up Infinite Crisis before they ever touch on Dota or League of Legends, then they may be really attached to this. Or if they really like the theme.
Or whatever your friends start playing.
But I don't think that's correct thinking either, because in the version of WoW or League of Legends, anybody that was on the fence has now picked up the game. You know, it's like, you guys didn't play League of Legends, but you guys aren't MOBA. You guys didn't want to play MOBAs in that genre until something new happened, as in Smite, that got you guys both on board.
Yeah.
But you guys weren't going to play Heroes of New Earth. You weren't going to play Dawngate. You weren't going to play Dota 2.
But if
they were all the same. They were just iterating on the same thing.
But what I'm saying is, if I was a hardcore Dota 2 player, I wouldn't have gone to Smite, and probably haven't still, just because I'm so invested in that.
Yeah, you are correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are.
Well, it looks like, I'm looking at the list of voice actors they have from this, and it looks like they got a lot of big names here, at least in the voice acting business. They got Kevin Conroy doing Batman, which is the Batman, basically. Mm-hmm. Anything with Batman, he basically does.
Who's the character you were playing, by the way?
Doomsday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a tank.
He's a tank. Oh, yeah. Definitely a tank.
Sure. Yeah. He killed Superman.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the very few comic books I ever had. But they got Alan Tudyk as Green Arrow. He's, if you ever watched Firefly, he was the pilot from that. He was in a lot of Knight's Tale. Yeah, he's in a Knight's Tale. He's in a lot of stuff. Nolan North, Green Lantern, Troy Baker, the guy who played Booker DeWitt in Bioshock Infinite, the guy from The Last of Us. Mm-hmm. Who did he do?
The guy Superman. From everything.
Yeah, the guy who's all over the place in voice acting. So they got good voice actors. And I mean, the game feels very polished. The graphics are decent. The artwork's decent. You know, everything's fine about it, but it's just nothing new. And I'm not going to harp on
it
for that.
Who's the developer?
Let's see. Developer is Turbine. Never heard of them.
Okay.
Publisher, Warner Brothers, obviously.
Turbine's done something that I know.
I don't know what it is, though.
Let me check them out. It doesn't sound familiar at all to me. They've done Asheron's Call 1 and 2.
That's what it was.
Wings Online.
That's the one with the wings?
Yeah.
The MMO with the wings, right?
Oh, D&D.
I think so.
Okay.
I'm
lots
sure
of
some,
questions, no answers.
I'm sure some listener will tell us.
This is exactly why we're coming back.
Is.
Yeah. If we ever live stream the podcast, that's one thing you could do. You could ask for tweets of like things. Can you search this up? And they'll come up with answers.
Yeah.
So, all right. So what do we got next?
Well, let's talk about really soon. The parts are going to be released for the computer upgrade. So I'm looking
Sweet.
Forward to that.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I've already picked out the motherboard. I'm waiting for the processor to come to be on sale. Got the RAM picked out. Everything's ready to go. Might grab a few extra parts for streaming, but hopefully this will be happening soon. And then,
are you going to order my parts, or should I just order them separately?
Well, as soon as I get mine in, then I'll send you the list of the parts that you need to order.
Sweet.
Now, I've already got my keyboard in. That came in about a week ago, but
is
I haven't
started.
Is this
a mechanical keyboard?
Yes.
I can't, okay.
But it's got the silent ones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, these are...
So, there's this thing now on Twitch, if you're watching Twitch, guys, and you can just hear their keyboard going... And everybody wants these mechanical keyboards. I still don't know why everybody likes these mechanical keyboards. But regardless of that, I can't stand the fact that you guys... If you're Twitch streaming, why are you getting the loudest fucking keyboard on the face of the earth? It sounds like you guys are...
Yeah.
I don't know what it sounds like. It sounds like a war going on. You can't even hear the guy.
It's hard to avoid. The mechanical keyboards...
Why do people like mechanical keyboards? Tell me why I should buy this.
They're a much better design. They... have a certain amount of pressure required to press down the key. It's got a much better feel to it, especially if you spend a lot of time typing, and you can get it in varying degrees. Now, the red Cherry MX red mechanical switches, they say are good for first-person shooters. Those require the least amount of pressure to press down a key. SteelSeries has a real good one for about $100.
So it's feel, basically, more than anything
mm-hmm.
else, right?
Yeah, it's feel. Those red ones are great. A lot of people use the brown or the blue, though. That requires a little more pressure to pull down. The brown do not make a clicking sound, but the blue do. They last a lot longer. They feel a lot better. And if you use a keyboard as much as I do, you really notice the difference. But I've got a friend picking out a keyboard now. But, you know, he's a younger guy. He does not spend that much time on a keyboard, and he's not really, you know, he would not be aware, really, of the subtle differences in keyboards.
Is this like wine or whatever? Or
he's
beer?
Like a keyboard snob.
It's like
what I'm hearing.
Like
he's like my keyboard has earthy undertones.
Yeah.
Earthy
undertones. Well, let's put it this way: the keyboard is the part of the computer that you use the most. The monitor, the keyboard, and the mouse are the three most important parts of the keyboard. Those should be you should spare no expense on those. You know, whether you have a very fast processor or video card, that's great, but you are always using the monitor, keyboard, mouse. So.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm saying is my keyboard feels fine to me. Why should I be investing a lot more money?
Well, it's a matter of personal preference.
And try it out before you shit on it.
Was it like, this keyboard's fine, and then I got the mechanical one, and you're like, wow, I didn't know I was missing out on all this stuff until I got it.
No, it's more like you get a mechanical keyboard, you use it for about a year, and then you go on someone else's computer that's not mechanical, and it's like, no. Like, you get used to it. Yeah. Like, I am very... At work, I have one of those old Mac ones from, like, Macs from, like, 2007. I have one of those keyboards.
Old, but 8 years?
Yeah, like 8 years, which is old for computers.
Yeah, that's true.
But you press down one of those keys, it requires so much force. It's just, it's not good. And then I do have the option of using one of those newer Mac keyboards, which are very, very slim. They're like...
They're super slim, yeah.
Yeah, they're
just
like...
Just like Jess buttons.
Basically. Yeah, like a laptop, basically. And those are really difficult for me to type on. But like when I go home and use my keyboard, it's perfect.
It Man, just... I love my ergonomic keyboard. I know you're going to make fun of me, but I love that split keyboard. Because that's how your hands naturally lie. But then the only reason I stopped using it is because anytime I went to anybody else, I was a complete... It was like a baboon with the boxing gloves on. Like I couldn't type anything. I can't type anything anyway. But the...
This is how little I care about keyboards. My keyboard at work, the N button, I'm typing all day. My job is to type shit, right? The N button doesn't work unless you use the force of... Superman's got to push the N button to get N to work. I still haven't traded out my keyboard because I'm just... It's just a keyboard. Like, it's... You don't buy expensive prescription glasses. They're just fucking glasses. You put them on and you see through them. Like, it's a keyboard. It's a commodity. It's not...
Or a fad.
No, to me, a keyboard is a commodity. It's just something that exists and you use it.
Well, you're being prejudiced because you haven't tried one.
That's true.
You're going to be blown away.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I've used a lot of keyboards. I've used
Bobby,
a lot of Razer.
Bobby, bring your keyboard over.
You can have one of my old ones. I got a Cherry MX blue. It's real clicky.
No, I don't do the blue.
Okay.
I need the red.
It's very loud. But my
new
bring
it over. I want to try it out.
All right. Well, the new one, I'm so excited about it. I haven't even hooked it up because I just don't want to get it dirty. It looks so good. It's the DOS Keyboard 4. These just came out like 2 weeks ago. Brand new. And these are the ones, if you look up the picture, the DOS keyboards, this is the ultimate version. There's no print on the keys, which will make you a really good typist. If you want to learn how to type...
These grapes were picked in the south of France.
By virgins.
By virgins.
Hey, you notice the subtle things.
Earthy undertones when you use this.
When you use something for so long. Same thing with the mouse, man. Like, you get used to a mouse and the feel of it. Like, it makes a
you
difference.
You know what's funny?
Let me just sign in here. You know, real cool, Bobby.
You know what's funny? I have that Naga mouse or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-button mouse for me.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't figured out how to use the eight buttons or whatever
it's
on the
too
side.
Much, man.
You
went from...
This is
a problem. You need to ease into something like that. You went from zero side buttons to 27.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. It's a Rubik's Cube on the side for my thumb. I'm trying to, like, solve this
We're
shit.
We're playing Smite, and he's like, I didn't mean to do that. I'm going to stop using this.
You know what? I haven't had it for a while, and what you got to do is just use the first three buttons. Just start with that, and then eventually you'll like get used to the maybe 4, 5, and 6. But just use
what
the
you
first
were saying
three.
When you were streaming, where you've got a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel every time I try to use the mouse because it's not second nature to me. So
how could it not be, man?
Fuck. I'm thinking of okay, I got to press one. It's my thumb to the upper left to press one instead of, you know, you just press one when you're using the keyboard and mouse.
I've been saying the same mouse for like 3 years. I love it. It's fucking awesome.
Which mouse do you have?
It's a Logitech and it came with weights. I don't know. It's awesome. Where you could get the weight just right too.
Yeah,
and it has three side buttons and I love it. It's probably my favorite component I've ever bought, a single component.
Telling you, dude, mouse, keyboard, monitor. Most important.
Yeah.
Speaking of this, I just want to bring this up quickly because my wireless headset was dying. It wouldn't hold a charge. So I got a new one, which is the exact... So I have a PlayStation. It's a Pulse. It's called a Sony Pulse headset. So they've got three models. The original model, which is the one that I have here at home, which I love. I've never had a wireless headset before, and I love these things. They're 7.1s. And then at work, I had the second version, which is like the Elite Edition. This thing is like crafted out of steel, so it feels like you're wearing a freaking helmet. So after about...
In a good way or bad?
No. It felt like my head was getting sore from using this thing at work. So I gave it back to the inventory guy at work, and I said, give me something better than this piece of shit. So he gave me the third one, which is the Pulse Gold version, which is cool. It's got blue and black design. It's all slick looking, and so I'm using that at work. And I highly recommend these Sony headsets.
They're 7.1. I looked at them when I was in the market and on Amazon. They're really highly rated.
Yeah.
So they have not noise cancellation, right?
Yeah.
Which I don't want though.
So,
I want to be part of the world.
So it's a headset with the mic and over the ear.
Yeah.
What's wireless. The model number?
So the one that is at work is the Sony Pulse Gold is the one that I have at work. And then the one I have at home is just the original Pulse headset. But the one at work is really nice. Like I've been loving that one.
Is it more comfortable?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like you're wearing a headset, but it doesn't feel heavy.
Oh, and by the way, guys, if you don't have a wireless headset, get one.
Yeah.
They're fucking awesome. And if you're playing with no headset, at least get a headset. Because the sound that you're going to get out of a headset is much better than out of the speakers. Unless you have Dolby 5.0 and you got speakers behind you, even then.
Yeah.
You're going to get better
sound. These are 7.1s.
Yeah.
Like, sure. How are they not?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so...
And you gotta go wireless so that you can go pee and your friends can listen to you on Skype.
It's true.
I called Bobby the other day, and while it was ringing, I was walking to the bathroom, and he's like, "Hey," like he always does, "Hey," and I was like, "This is what I think of you."
The best is when you have people on Skype that you don't know, like it's a friend of a friend,
and I forget.
You're just peeing away. Yeah, you gotta love it. But yeah, the Pulse Golds are $99, so I think it's a good value.
No,
I don't
good
know
for
how
a
much. How much was your headset? That was more than 100 for you.
Yeah, it was
right?
like 120. And the headset I bought before that, well, that was like, oh god, that was like 2008. I spent about $100 at least on a headset.
Yeah,
like,
I paid about around that.
Yeah, a quality headset.
So the only thing that I've heard about the Sony ones is that they're designed for the PlayStation. So. The old ones had some compatibility issues about actually getting 7.1s working for
PC,
but I think that the newer version has solved it. But I'm still using the original ones because I like them a lot. So,
so while we're talking about sitting at the PC, what is your guys' favorite food to eat while you're gaming? What is the best? Not even your favorite food, but the best one for PC gaming.
Okay,
what's the most functional? Maybe
it's Rockstar's. Over and over.
That's
one
drink.
After the other.
I knew your answer. This. That's why I didn't go with drink.
I've thought about this since you brought it up.
Okay.
So you got to have a finger food, right? You don't want to use knife and fork, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
But you can't get it greasy. So,
true. Which I have.
So, yeah. And you know, Cheetos or whatever. Anything that's leaving stuff on your fingers is no good.
Right.
So I'm really thinking either... pizza or Hot Pockets.
I'm thinking thin crust pizza is the best way to go.
Yeah.
Because if you get the thick one, it starts to bend over when you're trying to feed yourself. You got to need to grab it, feed yourself, put it back down. So thin crust pizza I'm going with.
Thin crust pizza?
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at my Steam profile, you know.
You do enjoy the pizza.
You know I like pizza. But no, I would have to agree with that. You know, I don't really have a dining table in my place, so I eat all my meals at the computer. Usually, if I'm gaming or watching,
I
do everything at the computer, and there's not a whole lot of room there. And I really, especially with the new keyboard coming in, like I don't want to mess that up with grease or any sort of food on it. But yeah, I would have to go with pizza, or I mean, I could say the best thing or my favorite thing to eat, but what I end up eating mostly. At the computer is what are those things? They're like Chex Mix. You get them at 7-Eleven. You know what I'm talking about?
Is it?
You
Chex
eat
Mix?
Them and you don't know what you're talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. It's in a yellow bag. They're cheesy flavored. I don't know.
Cheesy proof?
They're probably Chex Mix. Nacho cheese.
Cool story, bro.
Chex Mix.
I don't know.
Totino's pizza roll? Oh, pizza
combos.
Pizza bites?
Oh, God.
No, what's the ones that you stick in the microwave?
Oh,
Totino's pizza.
Bagel bites?
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever.
I think I'm a fan
cool
of
story,
all those.
Cool story, bro.
I'm a fan of all of those.
Yeah, they're really good. Another thing, Humble Bundle. It has their spring sale going on. It's going on through May 21st, so this will be up for sure before that ends. There's some good stuff on that. You could get Stick of Truth for $30. I almost want to say it's a must-buy if you're a South Park fan.
Wait, Humble Bundles are usually you set your own.
They have a store, Humble Bundle store.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
yeah, the Humble store. I actually linked it on our Steam group.
Yeah.
I've been linking a couple stuff there. There's a few things going on. Yeah, the Humble store sale going on May 6th to the 21st. they're doing flash sales like Steam does. So if you check that daily, mm-hmm. like you'll find some really good deals. They had Natural Selection 2 for $250. They had Rogue Legacy for like $375.
Yeah,
they had some really good deals.
And they'll give you a code that you can activate on Steam, so it's not yeah. like you won't be able to use it on Steam.
Yeah, exactly. It tells you right there whether you can get it on Steam, get it on Android or whatever device. Yep. But they've got a ton of stuff just on sale, and then watch out for the flash deals. But also there is Plants vs. Zombies 2 for free on Origin right now. Origin's doing another free game. Mm. That's cool how they
So that you'll download the client.
Yeah, because you'll download Origin and then you'll check out their store and maybe grab something else. But that's cool that they're throwing free games out. I mean, first mm-hmm. Dead Space and now Plants vs. Zombies. I mean, these are old games that any longtime PC gamer is going to have anyway. But any like newcomer, like this, that's a great game. It's a great yeah. game to get people started on. So yeah,
I didn't like that game, but Dead Space, I loved it.
Oh yeah, Dead Space is a classic.
Yeah.
Also, Alienware, they do giveaways every now and then, and they had one today that I posted on the Steam group. A game called Starts with the C.
That's how I got into the, what is the MMO you're playing?
Wildstar?
Wildstar. That's how yeah. I got into the Wildstar beta.
Wildstar was one of the giveaways.
Yeah, I got through.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You sent me the link.
So keep an eye on
Alien. That's how I got a Ross skin for Smite as well.
Okay, the game is Calibur Racing 10 Alpha. Well, it's in Alpha. But sounds Calibur amazing. Racing 10. Well, you know, I checked this game out. And I've already got the key for it. I got it on Steam. It's $20 on Steam, but you can get it free right now. I think when I checked today, they had about 5,000 keys left. But it's a two-person racing game. You have one person driving and the other person's a gunner. And it looks like the guns are turrets somewhere on the track. And there's four teams of two. And I guess you play against four other people. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's an interesting take. It kind of sounds like Death Race almost. Yeah. If you ever saw those movies. But it's an interesting take on a racing game. It's probably worth checking out. The graphics look decent. So yeah, I mean, hey, it's a free $20 game, why not?
Yeah, definitely.
But have you guys got anything on the Humble Bundle sale?
Wasn't anything, you know, I didn't know that the flash sales were so extreme. I gotta keep a closer eye right off the bat. You know, I think for the most part I noticed that when things go on sale on Steam, they're a bit cheaper than what I saw on Humble Bundle, so I said I think I'd just wait for the Steam store. And so I'm such a Steam fanboy too.
Yeah.
But although 10% of all the proceeds go to charity still.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's cool. For a good cause, and you can get some really good deals there. And this reminds me of something that I found out. You know, I'm always finding new things out about Steam. Like I really love that program, and it's got so much to offer. And I found this new plugin that you can get for Firefox or Chrome called Enhanced Steam. So you install this program in one of these browsers, then you log into Steam on that browser, and it shows you the Steam store, but with extra features. For instance, it highlights anything that you already own. It highlights anything that's on your wish list. If you click on a game in the store and you see its store page, it cross-references it with other sites. So it'll say, hey, this is, you know, $35.99 on Steam, but it's on Green Man Gaming for $26.99.
So it's a third-party thing. It's not by Steam.
No, it's totally third-party.
I see.
It does a couple other things as well, but those were the most useful things that I saw.
Do you guys go to the Steam store through Firefox?
Never. I never do.
Occasionally. Sometimes when I'm crafting cards, I go through there. But honestly, with this plugin, I'm probably going to use it more.
All the time, yeah.
I mean, this is something... Why wouldn't you? Yeah. Well, for me, being like a game collector, it's going to be a little more useful because it's going to automatically tell me, oh, you own this, this, and this. So, you know, anytime I see a game that's like $1.99, it's like insta-buy. Like, $2? Come on, why not?
Until it tells you you are.
$2? That's like a bag of freaking cheesy things at 7-Eleven.
So, Bobby, I think I can finally get you to play Skyrim. It's been sitting there. I know, there's a new mod, right?
You own Skyrim, but I've never played it?
He's played a little bit.
I've almost beaten it.
Oh, wow.
It's taken me a couple years.
Maybe maybe it'll get you back and finish it. There's this thing called, I know this, turn this desolate, icy place into tropical Skyrim. It puts palm trees and birds flying around and even the caves. You go in the caves and everything looks like humid, and it just... I've been walking around...
Is the island of, music playing?
I know, but I've been walking around the lands of Skyrim for 2 years now. I can't even recognize the same landscape. It doesn't change the landscape, but it looks so... It's lush. It's awesome. It looks really, really cool.
What's it called?
Tropical Skyrim. And real original. But it's so weird for me to be something that I've been immersed in for so long, completely changed, like completely opposite. And I was like, Bobby's going to love this. Just think of it as an island and you'll be fine. Tropical island. There you go.
Hey, maybe. If they replaced all the NPCs with like 80s chicks with like crimped hair or something, then that'd be it. Sold. Yeah.
Turn it into a Blood Dragon, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Or I could just go play
Blood Dragon.
Yeah.
Somebody do a mod for that.
I would play Blood Dragon again, but I got every single achievement. I did everything you can do in that game. Like, I played that all the way to the end.
South Park, I think I'm going to do every side quest, too, I think. I don't know, because they all seem so fun and funny.
Yeah. Again, with that game, I did all the side quests. I explored everything. It's like, and I felt compelled to, not just as a completionist, but just because I wanted to see... You know, I wanted to see all the jokes. I wanted to see all the bits they had to offer.
So you got anything else, Bob?
Yeah, let's see. You said you want to talk about Unreal Tournament?
Oh, yeah. So the new one coming out, they haven't made one in a while. You know, and it was really popular.
Been a long time.
Yeah, and it was really popular when it was out. So
they just went to making engines, right?
Yeah, I think that's what happened. But their Unreal Tournaments were... You know, they were huge games at the time. That's back when, Deathmatch was really popular and stuff. So they announced, everybody was really excited about a year ago. They announced that the, new ones come out in 2014, I believe. And this is all the information I have on it, but it's going to be free to play. So they're going with the free to play model. So I hope they don't fuck it up, but it'll be fun to try it out for free. Because I think I'm over Deathmatch. I mean, that's such a thing from like 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
Are they... releasing a new engine along with it? Is that kind of what
they just
doing?
Came out with Unreal 4 engine, right?
Yeah.
Not that long ago, so I doubt it. Yeah, they just came out with that one. That's their next gen. So they're probably using that, It'll probably be a really pretty game. But I'm always excited to play a high-end, free-to-play. Yeah. For sure.
We've kind of gotten away from the kind of jumpy, rocket-jumping, sort of like Quake-style game.
Maybe it's time. Everything is circular.
Cyclical.
Cyclical.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. I don't see that coming back, though. Like, I don't think that's...
I think Loadout was kind of the coming back to the...
It was.
That wasn't twitchy at all, though. That game was super, super easy. Like,
like, it's got the jumping around, shooting the rockets.
Yeah.
Rocket jumping a little bit, that sort of style.
Couldn't go through an episode without one shutdown.
Yeah.
I haven't had one dick joke yet. I'm kind of pissed.
Overdue, dude. You make up for it next episode.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, I think, that's about it for me. I don't know about you guys.
Anything coming out that we're looking forward to playing?
That's the thing. I feel like when we started this thing, there were tons of shit to talk about. Every week we had like a long list of... There just hasn't been a lot of PC gaming news.
We're kind of in the malaise that's after the holiday season, going into the summer.
Yeah.
Like once summer starts rolling around, they're going to start releasing a bunch of games. We're kind of just in the lull right here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, March is always, at least for the last few years, March has been a big month for games, PC gaming, and console gaming as well. But then, you got Call of Duty, which is coming out in November.
Which one's this one?
Well, the new one's going to be Advanced Warfare, which...
One 2 years ago was called that. Or am I thinking about...
Modern Warfare.
Warfare.
Now this is Advanced.
Sorry. Advanced Warfare.
So the Advanced, they're going to do future style? Do we know?
Yeah, it's going to be futuristic future. From what I can tell. It's got Kevin Spacey's character from House of Cards, and... They only have a trailer out. They really haven't released too much details that I know about. But, this is... It's not even news, really. It's like, of course, Call of Duty in November. I mean, they've been doing that forever now.
Yeah.
We're starting to see a lot of franchises like this. Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, Batman. Like, just every year you can expect a new one.
Battlefield.
I haven't even played the last Batman or the last Call of Duty, and I bought them both like 4 months ago. I really needed to catch up on that.
Did you buy the Call of Duty for the single player experience?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like Call of Duty multiplayer.
Yeah.
But I do want to play the single player.
Yeah, I've always liked
that. And I liked Black Ops 2, and I liked Modern Warfare. Those are the only two Call of Duties I've played, and I like both of them. So, yeah, I'm sure that'll be good. But, yeah, summer we'll be seeing some big games come out. And until then, I'm just going to keep playing Age of Mythology and rocking the Katy Perry.
There you go.
Trying to get subscribers with Katy Perry.
Yeah. Or just my huge rack.
Where are the deep V's? So tell the listeners again one more time.
Oh, yeah.
So next Saturday, which is when? What's the date on that?
Is that May 17th? Let me confirm that. But, yeah, next Saturday we're going to be playing probably about noon to 5-ish on Pacific Standard Time. We're going to be playing. You can catch us on Robert Digital Games. It's a Twitch channel. Check out our Steam group, DL Gaming, on Steam. You can always hit me up or friend me. I'm Digi, D-I-G-I. Look it up, friend me. And we also got a Twitter, don't we?
Yeah, we do. What's the Twitter?
It's DL Gaming dot, which is spelled at D-O-T, net. So, at DL Gaming dot, spelled out D-O-T, net. And I'm looking at it right now, actually.
Cool.
So I'm going to be on it all the time. So start following it, and I'll tweet out anything that happens with us.
Yeah, for sure. And there, of course, we got our website at dlgaming.net, and you can email us at dudes@dlgaming.net. And yes, May 17th is Saturday, so I will have that clear on my schedule.
Yeah, I'm excited. I want to play.
Yeah,
that'll be fun. We just got to find a game, you know, viewer's choice maybe. Or
yeah.
We'll dig out some classics.
TF2 yeah. Maybe?
I think they're jumping into Rust. If we got a certain amount of people, it would be fun.
Yeah, I'm down.
10 people, Rust is going to be fun.
I'm down to play Rust, yeah, for sure.
All right, maybe.
Cool. Thanks for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Titties.